Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At the well side, Abraham's servant gave the young woman, Rebekah by name, a few pieces of jewelry. Rebekah means captivating. When she arrived home, her big brother Laban noticed the jewelry and knew something unusual had happened. Standing in for their deceased father Nahor, Laban quizzed Rebekah. After she explained, he ran to Abraham's servant, who respectfully waited at the well for a formal invitation. Warmly received, his camels provisioned, the table was spread. But no, the servant was too eager to explain his mission. This he did, and, spirit-like, he brought out a sample of the treasures of his wealthy master and his son, for, quote, to him he has given all that he has, verse 36. Sounds like there's another larger story, doesn't it? Listen, quote, his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, Hebrews 1:2. But more we read of, quote, the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee. The Greek word arabon means a pledge of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, Ephesians 1 verses 13 and 14. W. E. Vine points out, quote, in modern Greek, arabona is an engagement ring, end quote. What rich blessings we already have in Christ. But, writes Paul, it is a sample of what awaits us at home. Rebekah, quote, whom having not seen Isaac, see 1 Peter 1:8, nonetheless agreed to make the long journey to be with him. What conversations they must have had on the way, reminiscent of the Spirit, who Jesus said, quote, will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you, John 16:14. Gerhard Terstegen put it like this, quote, long the blessed guide has led me by the desert road. Now I see the coming splendor, splendor of my God. There amidst the love and glory, he is waiting yet. On his hands our names are graven. He can ne'er forget.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.